This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the studios in Austin. Joining us from France is Paul Joseph Watson. We're going to have some more special reports from Alex Jones coming up. I want to talk to Paul about this Wrath of Khan, is what I like to call it. Everybody has been furious about the back and forth between Khazir Khan. They believe that he was disrespected because he attacked Donald Trump ad hominem, and Donald Trump responded in kind. The reality is this, folks, as we've now learned, and we've got a couple of reports up on Infowars.com, he held up the Constitution, he held up his pocket Constitution. They say, well, you know, that became a bestseller on Amazon for a day or so. Let's hope some of the Democrat liberals actually read that and understand how there is no right to immigration in the Constitution, and how the Constitution is the antithesis of what this man has done his entire life. We now see that he has taken down the website that shows that he is specialized in immigration visas for people who are coming from Saudi Arabia and from other countries. And this is something that has been questioned by Homeland Security, saying that this is a security issue, these types of immigration visas. There's been a lot of talk about this for several months before we knew that he was had a law firm that specialized in this. But more so than that, we also have an article that shows what he believes about Sharia law. Of course, he has written and books on it. He has written treatises on it. He held a there was a seminar that he had a book review of. It was called Human Rights in Islam. Let's talk about what human rights in Islam are under Sharia law, of course. It allows men to beat their wives. It allows them to humiliate people who violate Islamic law. It allows them to execute gays, prostitutes, blasphemers, Muslim apostates. And then there's this relationship that Wayne Madsen has discovered that's up on an Infowars.com report, what the media isn't reporting about Khazir Khan. And in that, he goes back and looks at his long history. He says, look, you know, he came in the United States in 1980 from Dubai, but he'd gotten his college degree in Pakistan. And he was working on international trade law for Saudi Arabia and Pakistan. He co-founded the Journal of Contemporary Issues and Muslim Law, periodical that seeks to defend Sharia law, give the basis for it. And then he also points out, as Wayne Madsen always does, the links to Huma Abedin. Okay, who has close links to the Muslim Brotherhood through her mother. Her mother still lives in Saudi Arabia and teaches there. Of course, the Wahhabist Islam that is being taught by them. And, of course, you know, you have Valerie Jarrett. She was born in Iran, grew up there. There are a lot of Muslim ties in the Obama administration. And then he has this interesting tidbit. He finds that even though Pakistan was not a member of the U.S. coalition in Iraq, the Pakistani embassy's ISI chief, that's their intelligence service, attended the funeral of Khan's son, Captain Khan, in Arlington Cemetery. And he asks, was Khan working through his Saudi and Pakistani-connected father with the ISI? What kind of deep connections? We're told that this guy spoke simply because they had seen an editorial that he had written somewhere. And they said, oh, that's a great op-ed piece. Would you come and speak at our convention? No. Perhaps there are ties that run much deeper than this. We certainly know there are deep ties with Huma Abedin, with Valerie Jarrett, and with Obama to the Muslim community. And, of course, those ties are shared by Hillary Clinton. Your comments, Paul.
Well, you talk about Sharia law. Obviously, we've only got a minute left, so we'll get more into this and Hillary Clinton after the break. You mentioned Pakistan. Of course, Pakistan, we just had the case where the British, the woman who was living in Britain, went over to Pakistan to visit relatives. She was strangled to death because her family disagreed with who she had married back in Britain. Of course, that's an honor killing, again, part of Sharia law. But this Khazir Khan thing, it's a setup, it's a hatchet job. And we'll talk more about it after the break and how it ties into Hillary Clinton.
That's right. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Paul Joseph Watson from France. More reports from Alex Jones. I'm David Knight in the Austin studios. We'll be right back.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24-7 Listen line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want to stop tyranny? Well, so does he. Live from the InfoWars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show on this Wednesday, August 3rd, 2016. I'm David Knight in the Austin studios. We're talking to Paul Joseph Watson from France. And the he's not from France. He's actually from the UK. He's in France today. But Paul is from the UK, of course, our editor here at Infowars.com. We were talking in the last break about Khazir Khan and the controversies that have erupted. And, of course, as you've heard our news break from Leanne McAdoo pointing out the contrast between Sharia law that he believes the Constitution should be subordinated to. And if you don't understand what Sharia law is, you don't understand the lies that are told by the Islamicists. I mean, for example, here's one of the articles. This is from Breitbart. It's on Infowars.com. They say, in 1983, Khan wrote a glowing review of a book compiled from a seminar held in Kuwait called Human Rights in Islam. Okay, and the guy who wrote this is a pro-jihadi Islamicist lawyer, just like Khan, okay, who is the father of the Taliban movement, okay? And what are human rights in Islam? Well, that means that you can beat your wives, you can kill gays, prostitutes, blasphemers, and Muslim apostates, and you subordinate everything to Muhammad's writings. And, of course, We've seen multiple evidence of this from Khazir Khan. Now, he had a website that showed what he was doing here in the United States. He was exploiting a loophole that has been exploited by Fethullah Gulen, and that is the EB-5 visa program that allows people it's been used by a lot of corrupt individuals, especially within the Middle East. As they point out in this article, Senator Grassley exposed it back in February 2016. He said the enforcement arm of Homeland Security wrote an internal memo that raises significant concerns about this program, the EB-5 visa program. One section of the memo outlines concerns that it could be used by Iranian operatives to infiltrate the United States. But, of course, it is also being used, as this lawyer Khan is using it, to get wealthy individuals, allow them to buy their way into the United States. But, of course, terrorist organizations can buy their way into the United States as well. Thirdly, we have this other article that's on Infowars.com from Wade Madsen. And Wayne Madsen goes back and looks at the connections, the possible connections to ISI, to the intelligence service in Pakistan. Remember that it was out of Pakistan that they began the operations to fight the Mujahideen, arm the Mujahideen to fight the Russians. That turned into al-Qaeda. So, Paul, tell us your take. You were just starting to talk about Khan. Tell us your take on where this is all heading.
Well, they obviously put him up there at the DNC to try and once again frame Donald Trump as a racist, Islamophobic bigot. You know, he attacked Donald Trump. His son died in Iraq. Again, this was before all the Islamicists and all the, you know, Sharia law questions came out. But they put him up there as a hatchet job. It was staged. It was planned well in advance. The irony is he's supporting a candidate in Hillary Clinton whose policy directly led to the deaths of at least 100,000 Muslims over the past 2 years. She supported the attack on Libya. Let's not even mention the fact that she voted for, you know, Iraq. What, 200,000 dead Muslims at least from that war? Trump opposed it. She supported the war on Libya, the attack on Libya to overthrow a secular leader, Gaddafi, who was fighting against Islamists. Okay, when he fell, you know, we came, we saw, he died. She celebrated it, laughed about it. When that happened, the national armory of Libya was looted. And hundreds of tons of weapons were transferred from Libya to Syria because the Obama administration was supporting jihadist rebels in Syria who went on to form groups that became ISIS. So she, her support for that policy directly led to the rise of ISIS, directly led to those weapons transfers, directly led to the slaughter of at least tens of thousands, if not 100,000 Muslims. So they've put this guy up there to say that Donald Trump hates Muslims. That's the implication. Meanwhile, he's supporting a candidate whose policies led to the death of 100,000 Muslims. And now you see this out of the New York Times. Ignoring advice, Donald Trump presses attack on Khan family and GOP leaders. So they basically try to make out that even Trump's own advisors are saying that he should just apologize and move on. Basically, Trump's stood up for himself. This attack came out of nowhere. And now they're saying, oh, even his advisors are abandoning him. What a horrible, you know, scandal. Meanwhile, Julian Assange is out there. Again, they're completely ignoring this, saying that these emails, these WikiLeaks DNC emails and the other ones that they released and that they're about to release, prove that Hillary Clinton helped transfer weapons to ISIS. No attention on that whatsoever. Also, these emails reveal that a company called Lafarge, which we were talking about France and Paris earlier, ironically, the government in Paris is working with this company, Lafarge, which is buying oil from ISIS, which is sending money directly to ISIS in Syria, which is working with ISIS in Syria to ensure the safe passage of its employees. Now, who do you think Lafarge, this company, is a regular donor to? Well, imagine my shock. It's the Clinton Foundation. So you have tie after tie after tie with Hillary Clinton transferring weapons to ISIS, taking money from companies that do business with ISIS, again, that led to the slaughter of tens of thousands of Muslims. But no, Donald Trump's rhetoric is what's evil. That's Islamophobic. That's racist. no attention whatsoever from the media on these emails, which reveal Hillary's complicity in supporting the rise of ISIS, which continues to this day.
You know, Paul, one of the other things that came out in these emails, I think, is very alarming. We've had a lot made out of Black Lives Matter, haven't we? And yet, here's Hillary Clinton, who it's revealed in these emails at the time, they knew there was a genocide going on in Libya because Gaddafi had allied himself with the sub-Saharan Africans. And so they identified anybody as being allied with Gaddafi if they were black. They were being shot on sight. There were massive atrocities. Entire towns were wiped out. One town, 10,000 people eradicated. So there was this black genocide that was going on, and she was warned about this beforehand in the emails and did absolutely nothing for it. But, of course, she cares about black lives. She thinks they matter. Not in Libya.
Oh, no. We carried the stories immediately afterwards. They were taking these black Libyans, putting them in concentration camps and torturing them. And bear in mind, go back to that situation in 2011, the media was celebrating this as some great liberation. The dictator has fell. And yes, Gaddafi wasn't great. But like Saddam Hussein, he was fighting against the Islamists. Look at what happened to Iraq after they got rid of Saddam Hussein. Again, complete quagmire, complete nightmare. Terrorist attacks still every week. Nobody even pays attention. You know, 200 dead in Iraq suicide bombing. Nobody even cares anymore because it's so regular. Again, that is laid at the feet of Hillary Clinton. She voted for the Iraq war. She pushed this policy to overthrow Gaddafi. It led to the arming of jihadists, the rise of ISIS, and as you said, the torture and displacement of thousands of black Libyans. But yeah, she's a big champion of Black Lives Matter.
And of course, the interesting part about that, too, as you point out, we were talking about that when it happened 5 years ago. It was common knowledge. Everybody was pointing to this genocide. But she was informed that it was happening even before the mainstream media began doing it. So they knew that it was happening. They created the climate that caused that to happen, and they allowed it to continue to happen. I guess like Madeleine Albright, she thought it was worth it. You know, when they asked Madeleine Albright if the blockades were worth the lives of 500,000 children, she said, yeah, it was worth it. So I guess Hillary Clinton thought the black lives were worth it for her policy. And you know the other thing, Paul, that we saw from the emails that were released, we saw an analysis by Sidney Blumenthal about the French motivation to go in there, as well as Hillary Clinton's motivation, was to try to stop the currency that was going to go into competition with the fiat currencies of the central banks. You know, Gaddafi had set up a gold and silver-backed currency, you know, kind of like our Constitution, that would have gone into competition with our fiat currency that was backed on petrodollars, because he was going to value his vast quantities of oil into that, and they were going to create a pan-African new currency that was going to go in competition with a petrodollar. That was a key reason for the central banks, of course, why that was done.
Precisely. I mean, there were multiple reasons. Remember at the time, the left celebrated it as this humanitarian venture, complete catastrophe. Obama comes out today and says, oh, we didn't plan properly for the aftermath. Yeah, really, do you think so? Absolute quagmire. You've got hundreds of people trying to get in boats to come from Libya to Italy, drowning every single week. Again, every one of those deaths is on Hillary Clinton's head. They're mostly Muslims, predominantly black Muslims, but, you know, Donald Trump is evil. The other thing about Hillary, because we've only got about a minute left here, I've been talking to mental health experts. You've seen all the videos that we posted about her bizarre behavior, mm-hmm. her apparent seizures. Well, obviously she had this collapse in 2012. She had the blood clot on her brain. So I've been talking to mental health experts about that. And you mentioned earlier Obama saying, you know, Trump is unfit to be president. Hillary Clinton may be physically unfit to be president. There's a massive cover-up regarding both her health, a dire health situation, and her personality disorder, which may be causing some of these bizarre seizures. So I'm going to do a video on that, which is probably coming out tomorrow, so watch out for that.
Okay, and also then Kane, who is a full-on globalist and open borders, open trade, then would be the one to step into her place. That's something that the people who previously supported Bernie Sanders need to consider very carefully. And when we're looking at other globalists to get rid of, don't forget, the countdown is on. Next Tuesday is the primary for Paul Ryano, the guy who is going to be the biggest opposition to a President Trump in support of open borders and these trade deals. And it is an open primary, Democrats. You can vote against Paul Ryan coming up next Tuesday. Stay with us. In the next section, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones. We'll be right back.
Dr. Otto Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about how dangerous the world has become? In these days of terrorist attacks, natural disasters, or even a future collapse, you need to be medically prepared to keep your family safe. I'm Joe Alton, MD of store.doomandbloom.net, where you'll find an entire line of uniquely designed medical kits and supplies for when help is not on the way. For everything from individual first aid kits to the ultimate family medical bag, go to store.doomandbloom.net today. That's store.doomandbloom.net. You'll be glad you did.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Right now at DeseretFoodStore.com, get a free one-year supply of food. That's right, a free one-year supply of storable foods. Deseret Food Store has a 30-year shelf life, is GMO-free, has no MSG, and is the highest quality of food on the planet. For the next 20 callers, buy a full year supply of food and get one free. That's right, buy one and get one free. Call 801-444-1444. Again, that's 801-444-1444.
Honey, I'm really worried about our retirement funds.
Oh, me too. We lost so much value in the recession in the stock market. I'm worried we won't have enough to retire.
Jim next door told me that he had set up a new kind of IRA with a gold silver group. He said how simple and safe it was. It's a private storage IRA, and we could have real gold and silver in our hands.
Really? You mean we can actually see it and touch it?
Absolutely. Jim said we could have all the benefits of an IRA to help build our retirement income. Bottom line, we would own a real tangible asset, and we would have the security of knowing we're protected no matter what the economy does. What do you think?
I think we need to find out how to get our own private storage IRA. We need to call the Gold Silver Group right now.
Are you ready to protect your future? Call 800-421-3432 now to find out how easy and safe it is to set up a private storage IRA with Gold Silver Group and find out how you can qualify for up to $700 in free silver. All transactions are privately delivered and fully insured. Please call us now. 800-421-3432. 800-421-3432.
Jones reporting from the road. I wanted to add an addendum to the report I filed earlier about the Khan hoax and the Purple Heart hoax and the baby hoax. drugs and all the rest of it. Look at the Purple Heart issue now with Khan attacking Trump, this Clinton operative, this Muslim Brotherhood operative. Think about it. Someone at a rally tries to give him a Purple Heart, not like he received a Purple Heart, not claiming he was ever wounded in the military. And it turns into a national issue of Donald Trump's a draft dodger. When you've got all these neocons that were draft dodgers, Donald Trump isn't, who pushed the Iraq war and all the rest of it. It's just too rich. They take his greatest strengths and they turn it into weaknesses, and the public buys into it. They are attacking his base because they know how strong he is as a nationalist and how strong he is with our military. That's what this comes down to. And Trump needs to respond directly and not just say they're lying media, but on each point say, because he is the pundit that can break through and punch through, see how they do this. They know I'm strong in the military. So they come in and have somebody hand me this Purple Heart. When you're walking through a crowd, folks, I have to have somebody behind me just to hand all the stuff people give me, the books, the trinkets, it's something personal and special they want to do. And by the way, if you don't think Donald Trump deserves a medal for all the danger he's under and the hundreds of millions of dollars he's lost with all the boycotts and the $70 million he spent of his own money, give me a break. Again, they know he's a hero. They know he's the archetype of that. So that's why they engage in that. But I want to speak briefly, and then I'm going to hand it back to Paul Watson and David Knight, to the fact that this is how the hoax works on libertarians and patriots and conservatives. They want us all to be armchair strategists and quarterbacks, which is fine. But then we can't buy into thinking we're better than Trump and getting on the bandwagon and adding energy to it when we think he makes a mistake. Like saying, oh boy, he really stepped in it, or oh boy, he really screwed up. Yeah, going after that con guy. We love Trump because he's off the cuff. He's real. He's not reading from a teleprompter. He's not controlled. He's a nationalist. That's why they hate him. That's why they're doing this. That's why they're engaging in these activities. And so again, that's how the mind game works, tricking us to feel like we're official, feeling like we're powerful to be part of the system. And that's how the brainwashing works. And we have to absolutely break through it and be aware of it. We have to know how these systems operate and be aware of the tricks, or we'll fall for it every time. This is enticing us to feel like we're at the table, to feel like we're part of the analysis, to feel like that, we're in the system now, and oh, we're in on the bringing down Trump, and you know, we're in on the fact that we're looking down on him. This is the stuff of slaves. This is the stuff of pathetic hordes of rabble that are manipulated and controlled. So be aware of it. If he starts making mistakes on policy, if he starts flip-flopping on real issues, if he starts not standing up for our republic and standing up for our sovereignty and standing up for our trade, and if he stops standing up against globalism, then we go after Trump. We don't go after him with all these faux made-up things that the enemy puts out, even if it's legitimate sometimes, which it isn't very, very rarely. It doesn't matter. We're buying into their bandwagon, buying into their propaganda. And it's amateur, and it's pathetic, and people should see through it. All right, back to the reporters.
All right, and that's Alex Jones. And, of course, the next segment, we're going to have a special report from Alex Jones about top billionaires and how they're into drinking blood. Yeah, that's right, folks, drinking blood. Alex is going to have that special report coming up in the next segment. You don't have to drink blood in order to take care of your health, however, and we really do appreciate your support of our operation when we bring you good products. So we don't sell blood for you to drink to extend your life. No, we have some real things that are really going to help you. And we have extended those specials as part of our Sleeping Giant mega special that we did last Wednesday. We had that 28-hour broadcast offering specials. We have extended three of those items, and we have added store-wide free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. Those three items are 30% off DNA Force. And this is real stuff, folks. You can look up the studies yourself. Go to the site. Look at the descriptions of the products. Look at the ingredients in there. Look at the reviews. We have third-party reviews. We have people who get the products are allowed to put in reviews. You can see the hundreds of five-star reviews for these products, see what people say it has done for them. But, of course, with DNA Force, you can read what BioPQQ does for you. There's 175 clinical studies. Find out about that. It is 30% off for DNA Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion drink, and that is our drink mix that has a multivitamin, multi-mineral supplement that gives you a good baseline of healthy nutrients that you need for your health. You can get that at 30% off as well, and 40% off Brain Force. free store-wide shipping at InfoWarsStore.com, and those three products have been extended. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. We thank you for your support, and that's why we've extended these sales a little bit longer. I don't know how much longer they're going to last. It's not going to go for very long. We'll be right back with Alex Jones talking about what billionaires do, thinking they're going to help extend their life. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight here in the Austin studio. We've got a special report from Alex of why Twitter thinks Peter Thiel is a vampire. There's a process called parabiosis where they take blood from young people, they inject it into older people, think it's going to rejuvenate their tissue so they can live forever. Sounds kind of like an old Dracula flick, you know, from Hammer films, doesn't it? But actually, there is a long history of elites who are obsessed with blood and using it this way. So here's this report from Alex. He reveals who the biggest vampires on the planet really are.
Is the sun in the future of humanity rising, or is it setting? Has the age of the vampire arrived, or is the age of the parasitic blood drinker fallen? Will we continue to allow our souls to be held captive by the globalist system, or will we break free?
The secret to reversing some effects of aging might be in the blood of the young.
Three new studies have found that blood from young mice can reverse symptoms of aging in older mice.
Three studies will be published this week in the journal Science and Nature, each exploring the regenerative properties of young blood.
The blood of the young can make the old young again.
Are you kidding me? It sounds like out of a sci-fi movie or something.
So what is it in the blood? Do we know?
Peter Thiel here, a member of the PayPal Mafia, it's called. He's 48 years old, yet plans to live forever, 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 forever.
The process is called parabiosis. And there's a company called Ambrosia that is openly raising money to bring it to market. Libertarian billionaire Peter Thiel, who was the star of the Republican National Convention for coming out as being gay, is also a fan of blood transfusions. Parabiosis is a process of taking a young person's blood and putting it into your veins, into your cardiovascular system to rejuvenate your body with the essence of the young. What it really is modern vampirism. Now, I want to be clear. I don't think Peter is a bad person just because he's attended Bilderberg meeting. I don't think he's a bad person just because he's into the science of blood transfusion. My concern, though, is with the larger cultural movement to see human beings and human fluids as nothing more than commodities. Now, the mainstream media is selling the idea that this technique, parabiosis, is the fountain of youth, and that Peter is the first person to really push it. Actually, if you read it in the press, the Queen Mother, for more than 30 years before she died, was getting sometimes entire whole body blood transfusions. It's been reported that Queen Elizabeth II also gets them, as well as Prince Charles. But where the story really gets weird is that Prince Charles came out in the last decade and said, "I am a direct descendant of Vlad the Impaler," who was, of course, the Hungarian or Romanian Count Dracula of history that opposed the Muslim invasion.
The genealogy shows that I'm descended from Vlad the Impaler, you see. So I do have a bit of a stake in the country.
As it were.
I remember almost 20 years ago interviewing the author of Bloodlines, Illuminati, Fritz Springmeier. And he was talking about the fact that Prince Charles and the royal family of England traced their lines back to Vlad the Impaler. I thought he was a kook. I thought he was a liar. Then a few years later, they were in the British news admitting that and saying that Prince Charles was obsessed with Dracula. Then they started digging up dead bodies on the royal family's palaces and that of children. And then Jimmy Savile, who was highly connected to the royal family, was basically caught with all these dungeons and torture centers, and it had turned out that he was a Satanist who was abusing children through the Children's Charity, and that the BBC had been running it and was basically protecting all of it. Then it made more and more sense. And then I began to research even more and found out that the people running things aren't physical, immortal vampires, but they have the spirit of what you describe as a vampire, and they believe their god Lucifer, if they establish a world government, is going to give them eternal life. And now they're mainlining the idea of baby parts and blood from the young to make the rich live longer. The Mayans and the Aztec culture that came out of it sold the body parts of those that were sacrificed to the gods. They themselves funded their priesthood on the sale of human meat. When we talk about the legend of vampires, we have to understand that every culture has this because there's always been psychopaths and other groups of individuals who have joined forces and created central governments to actually carry out the practice of bloodletting, bloodlust, human sacrifice. And that the legend of blood-drinking vampires has its roots in real activity that's taken place in every century, in every millennium, and in every culture. Now, to be clear, from our deep research, we don't believe that actual semi or totally immortal vampires exist. But the spirit of parasitic evil does exist and has been manifested through what we would call satanic bloodlines in every culture throughout history. And we see, again, establishment media pushing the idea of women eating babies' placentas at birth and Kim Kardashian doing blood facials. The idea that if we take something from some other human, we ourselves get something. This is the psychopaths setting up a system where they're the Morlocks from H.G. Wells, and we are the subboid Eloys, the innocents who are being fed on. We have a predator class establishing a system where the general public is the prey. Now, the king of the vampires in all of world history is the communist Chinese. The communist Chinese kill between 65 and 84 million people, according to their own annals, just during Mao Zedong's communist rule. And to this day, hundreds of thousands of political dissidents a year who've committed no crimes are grabbed, put in prison, blood typed, prepared, and then rich Westerners fly into Japan just an hour away. Then the prisoner is taken. They are gutted in a mobile execution van on the tarmac. The fresh organs are loaded on ice, flown to Tokyo and other Japanese cities where the organs are implanted in rich Asians, Westerners, and others. This is true vampire activity, where you murder a Buddhist or some other person for their religious or political activity and then steal their organs, make money off of it, and implant it in decadent slobs that paid for the luxury. The truth is, all of us have a little bit of vampire in us. All of us can be predators. All of us cannot have empathy for our fellow humans and dehumanize them. It's very easy to see the dumbed-down public, if you're intelligent, and decide to not try to help them, but to just let them be ignorant and basically capitalize on the fact that they're unaware of what's happening around them. But all of us must transcend this, because you reap what you sow. What comes around goes around. Call it karma. We as a species must face the light. We must look into the sun and not hide in the darkness. We must come together and realize that the elite know that there are very serious developments in life extension technology and have openly said they want a world government in control so the general public doesn't have access to this. There are a lot of clean, healthy, safe ways to extend our lives, and the establishment knows this. The fountain of youth won't be found in the blood of babies or virgins. We know that Satanists, on record, have been involved inside abortuaries conducting ceremonies. We know that children for thousands of years have been tortured so that they release hormones in their blood so that initiates can have these powerful religious experiences. That's why it's important to understand that humanity is not a commodity, that humanity is made in the image of God, and that we face absolute judgment when we attack the human genetic code and also the genetic code of this planet, because it was made by the Creator. The archetypes are clear. Legend points the way to not just the past, the present, but the future. The vampire operates in the dark, in the occult, in the secret, in the hidden. The liberty lover operates in the light. You will decide the future of humanity. You will decide if the sun is rising or if the sun is setting. We will decide whether the age of vampires is now dawning upon us or whether the age of vampires is now ending.
All right, and that's Alex Jones, and he's going to have more special reports for us later in this broadcast. I'm David Knight here in the Austin studio. Now, as reported on Monday, we had William Binney, former technical head of the NSA, this weekend go on radio with the Aaron Klein Show. Of course, we've interviewed William Binney multiple times on the Alex Jones Show as well. He was one of the first whistleblowers to talk about how the NSA was using 9/11 to do dragnet surveillance in violation of the Constitution. They tried to put Thomas Drake in jail for 35 years for possession of four documents, none of which were classified. One of them they classified that day. Another one they said, hey, it's not classified, but you should have known it. They were not anything that should have ever been classified at any level. But, of course, he's going to be on with us this Friday as well. We're going to talk to him. There's a lot of news that is breaking in terms of who are behind these emails. And you know, when Donald Trump joked and said, hey, Russia, if you got the emails, we need to know what's in them, because Hillary Clinton was allowed to destroy 30,000 emails before she had to hand over her servers to the FBI for investigation. That was a privilege that was not afforded to Deutsch, who was a CIA director under her husband, Bill Clinton, who had classified documents on his unsecured laptop, who lost his security clearance, who was facing jail term before he was pardoned by Bill Clinton. William Binney said on this interview on Sunday, he said that, look, Mueller has said that they've got this information. So he said, it's not the Russians that have it. The FBI's got this information. They could put that information out there at some point. And then he went on to say this. He said the other point is that Hillary, according to an article published by The Observer in March of this year, has a problem with the NSA because she's compromised gamma material. What is gamma material? Then he said that's the most sensitive material at the NSA. So there's a number of NSA officials who are complaining to the press, to the people who wrote the article, that she did that. That she lifted material that was in her emails directly out of gamma reports. These are the things that we've talked about in the past that are above top secret. Things that are born secret. In other words, conversations with foreign leaders. Analysis of intercepted conversation between two different foreign leaders. That type of highest level security is born classified. That's the gamma compartment within the NSA. And that was also compromise. Now, we just had an interview that was aired on Fox News. They were talking to Judge Napolitano, and he had this to say about what other people in the intelligence community were concerned about with these leaks.
One of the reasons there is so much anxiety about Mrs. Clinton from the intelligence community is the belief that some of the materials that she handled with such extreme carelessness, I'm using Jim Comey's phrase, in my opinion it was criminal, but in the FBI director's opinion it was extreme carelessness, contained the names of American undercover intelligence agents, some of whom are no longer with us. This is the belief of a lot of people in the intelligence community. If Mrs. Clinton does become president of the United States, she's going to have a lot of antipathy towards her by people in the intelligence community. This is the tip of the iceberg.
That wasn't in the report that people might have died because names were listed and sent, right?
Correct. The FBI did not reveal that. The FBI never revealed the contents, and quite properly, because it's still classified.
Sure.
The FBI never revealed the contents of the 25 top secret, of which 5 were SAP, meaning even FBI agents didn't have the clearance to reveal them. So Bill Binney is saying of the 60,000 NSA agents and contractors, there's a critical mass who fear Mrs. Clinton's presidency and more likely than not hacked into the DNC and leaked this.
Think about that for a moment. Think about that. Judge Napolitano said, and he was quoting William Binney and others, there's 60,000 people within the intelligence community. There's a critical mass there. It only takes one disgruntled employee to put this stuff out there. And not just disgruntled, not just angry that she violated the religion of the national security state. And there's some real reasons to have real secrets. I mean, what they're doing with dragnet surveillance of the American people is not in our national security interests. It's a violation of our civil liberties. It's a violation of everything this country was built upon. But there are some things that need to be kept secret. These people who are keepers of those secrets, who are legitimate in that regard, are very concerned about her betrayal of that. They're very angry that she got away with that. Other people don't get away with that. But even more than that, they're very concerned for their lives. Think about the fact that we just recently had a massive hack of pretty much all the federal employment records. We've had 700 soldiers whose information has been hacked, and that's been turned over, that's been intercepted by ISIS, okay? They're going to use that to possibly attack American soldiers. Who knows what they're going to do with that? But these are people who are in highly secret, classified, vulnerable positions that, as Judge Napolitano said, people within the intelligence community told him they are no longer with us. In other words, they believe they were killed because of Hillary Clinton's violations of these national security secrets of the protocol. So any of these people within the NSA, they have the technical capability to do this. They have far more motivation to protect us from somebody like Hillary Clinton than the Russians do. The Russians would probably, unless they believed, as is a good possibility, that Hillary Clinton is going to escalate this into a nuclear war. I find it very ironic that now Joe Scarborough and other people are trying to float out this phony narrative about Donald Trump like they did about Goldwater and that LBJ commercial. Okay, they're trying to paint him as somebody who is trigger-happy with nukes. You want to know who's trigger-happy with nukes? It's people like Victoria Nuland and the U.S. State Department and the Obama administration, the people who tried and successfully did ramp up the Cold War again. We have a neo-Cold War. We don't want to go and make it a hot war. And yet we have these people like I talked to at the Democrat National Convention, lobbyists, essentially, activist groups for the Ukraine, saying, look, we need to put in lethal weapons. We need to send that to the Ukraine. We need to do everything. We need to get ourselves involved in the Ukraine. Something's been part of Russia longer than we have had our independence from Great Britain. The Crimea has been part of Russia going back to the 1760s. We don't need to get involved there. We don't need to go right up to their doorstep. What do you think Obama would do if Russia were to come in here and try to help Texas get free from the chains of Washington? They would not take kindly to that. Okay, and the same people that I was talking to absolutely disregarded any concern about the fact that this would escalate not only into a new Cold War, but into a nuclear war. And there were people in the Republican Party as well. The globalists in the Republican Party were furious that the Trump people shut down that provocative language. If you want to know who's provocative, look at who took down that provocative language in the Republican platform. It was the Trump people. He's not sitting there with his finger on the button, but Hillary Clinton is throwing this information and the lives of Intel operators away.
Body Armor and an Army Ranger have produced a high-speed DVD and book to show you how to drive in combat, patrol, and how to survive in combat. Skills you'll need when it hits the fan. Go to DrivenDVD.com. DrivenDVD.com.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
If you ever wanted a great deal on a powerful solar generator, but were waiting for an outrageously low price, you are not going to want to miss this important message. Here's why. My friends, we already see major power grid problems, and it's getting worse. So please listen. Solar generators really do provide life-saving electrical power. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run silently, emit no fumes or gases, and produce electricity from the sun. Whether it's dangerous summer storms, blackouts, intensifying civil unrest, you're not going to have to suffer through it like the rest of the sheep. And here's the best news if you want to get one this week. Solutions from Science has a big sale on their fast charge solar generators, and they're giving away a couple thousand dollars worth of off-the-grid gear in addition to the low price for InfoWars listeners. So it's a good time to check it out. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com. It's a great opportunity to generate maximum electricity with minimum money. Go to GridWars.com. That's GridWars.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
He's going the distance.
He's going for speed. She's all alone. All alone.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. We just had that special report in the last segment, why Twitter thinks that a prominent billionaire may be a vampire. You know, you don't have to drink other people's blood to improve your health. We have a lot of clean, safe products that we sell. It helps to fund our operation. And, of course, we had a large sale last Wednesday. 28-hour sale, and we still have three items that we have carried over from that sale. 40% off Brain Force, 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion. That is a drink mix, great-tasting drink mix that gives you a broad base nutrients of vitamins and minerals, and then 30% off DNA Force. You can find all of those at InfoWarsStore.com, and there is store-wide free shipping on everything. I don't know how much longer the sale is going to last. We have extended Brain Force, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, and DNA Force. 30% off Vitamin Mineral Fusion, 30% off DNA Force, and 40% off of Brain Force. We thank you for your support, and that's how we fund our operation. We're not controlled by corporate sponsors. We're not controlled by the Coke donors who are supporting Paul Ryan and Hillary Clinton and others. No, they don't support us. You support us, and we try to offer you products, the best products, to support your health. Now, one of the things that we haven't talked about in detail today, we talked about how Obama came after Donald Trump, called him unfit for office. He did that at a TPP conference where he's talking about, yeah, okay, we took a lot of jobs with our trade deals, and we're going to take a lot more, but hey, it's something we have to do, you know, because it's corporate sponsors want that. And so do Hillary Clinton's corporate sponsors. But here's the other thing that's truly amazing as we look at this. You know, Hillary Clinton is not interested in keeping the secrets of the intelligence community or national security, but they certainly can keep a secret for quite some time about how they got the release of these prisoners. And I remember this was a January release of four American prisoners, and he was roundly criticized not only for what he gave Iran last summer, okay, 6 months before this happened. He was criticized for the Iran deal, and people said, you're doing this deal with Iran, you're giving them all this money, you're relaxing the controls on their nuclear program, and yet you couldn't even get the release of these prisoners? So then in January, they did get the release of those prisoners. Now what we learn, 6 months again later, we learn that there was $400 million worth of cash. Now the story from Obama's administration is, hey, it was just part of that deal, you know, but look at the way they paid them. Wooden pallets stacked with euros, Swiss francs, and other currencies were secretly flown into Iran on an unmarked cargo plane. U.S. officials and congressional staff and European officials are now coming out with this information. Why 6 months later? You tell me. I don't know. Why would they do this at the same time they're putting out all of these phony criticisms of Donald Trump? It's like, look, you know, he told a lady in a joking way, hey, your baby's crying, can you please take him out? He made a joke of it. So that's the big deal. That's the big deal. Not this. Not the fact that these guys would use unmarked planes, foreign currencies, Swiss banks, secret flights to send in $400 million to ransom these prisoners. You know, think back about what Thomas Jefferson did. One of the first actions of the U.S. military abroad was against the Barbary pirates, who had a tradition of kidnapping people. And he realized that if you pay off kidnappers, you only get more kidnappings. Okay, so they sent in the Marines to the shores of Tripoli. That was a real Libyan operation. They rescued those people. They stopped the Barbary pirates. But we have people like Barack Obama secretly giving them that money, saying it's not ransom, and saying, well, this is part of a payment of a 37-year-old dispute. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.